You're listening to ClearCast, the real estate fintech podcast from Clear Capital. This is a special mini-sode recorded live from ICE Experience 2023 in Las Vegas. We hope you enjoy the show.
Well, I am excited to be here at ICE Experience 2023.
Woohoo!
This is my first conference of the year, and then, of course, first opportunity to record the podcast at a conference.
I mean, you meant best conference of the year. First conference of the year.
Best so far.
What so far? We're setting the bar high, baby.
Conference of the year. If you haven't figured it out yet, I am joined by my friend Stephanie Derflinger, who is the head of all things wonderful at
and some of the things maybe not as wonderful as we want them to be.
Your title changes all the time. What is your title now?
Senior Vice President of Product Management.
Senior Vice President of Product Management.
It means I'm old.
It means you're fancy.
You're fancy, that's right.
So super excited. We had Stephanie on the show last year at ICE Experience. And so a lot's changed since then. A lot's happened. How are things going? I mean, just tell me in general, like, what's been the past year has been like for you? And
it's been good. Yeah. I mean, you know, the definite market conditions have changed, but from a technology point of view, and we all feel that, right? We all feel the compression there. Yeah. But from a technology point of view, it's not any different. I mean, last year when I was here, we were talking about a lot of volume and how you scale up. Mm. And so this year, we're still talking about how you scale. It's just we're talking about how you might scale back, lean, and still be ready for, you know, the next wave when it hits. So our conversation on the technology side internally is still the same conversation. How do we help lenders scale?
Yeah.
That hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Just the world around us has changed.
Yeah. So, I mean, it seems like right now lenders are trying to figure out how to adopt new approaches, technology, automation, you know, even in a down market. It does feel like there's finally people looking ahead a little bit and thinking about that next wave. You know, what are you hearing from your clients?
Well, we hear the same things we classically hear at this time. You know, we want to cut costs. We want to only be as effective. You know, we want to be most effective with what we have. And so it's that type of a story that we continue to hear. Mm-hmm. Some are rolling back on the channels of business that they're offering. Some are thinking about what comes next and maybe increasing the channels of business that they're currently offering. So we kind of have a mix of all of that going back and forth. I think on the technology side of it, we're certainly continuing the automation story and going to the next level with automation to help our customers.
Automation. So this has been an interesting topic lately because automation seems like it's really the only way to get more scalable so that you're not hiring a whole bunch of people and then laying a bunch of people off and hiring. I mean, automation is the thing that people are really looking at, but there also seems to be perhaps this backlash of trust. Like, how do we trust the automation? How do we know that it's actually working? You know, what are some of the ways that you help people get comfortable, I guess, with adopting automation?
Evidencing it first. So you put the automation in place, but you also show the breadcrumb of how the automation solved the problem at hand. And so you can garner trust, you know, in that way. So especially like an underwriter who is paid not to trust and needs to validate everything.
Yeah.
If they can see and they do their own, you know, manual calculation, for example, of income, and they see the automation calculate the income, and when they see the congruency, then they over time, you know, learn to trust it. So I think most of our lenders are taking that type of an approach. Automation's interesting, though. I mean, so adoption of automation is one thing. On my side of the world, we're looking at what's next in automation. So the adoption of it is slower, but we're ahead of that, and we're thinking about what does it mean, what does automation mean tomorrow instead of, you know, how we look at automation today.
Yeah.
And it reminds me of the days when we had, you know, manila folders, left side of the folder, right side of the folder, and then we got into imaging, and basically we built a replication of that, just an electronic version of the paper folder, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And now we're at a state where, you know, that paradigm doesn't exist, and, you know, we truly entered into a place where we're managing documents more effectively in a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I think automation is on that same path. So automation right now is it's very singular, meaning that when I take the next step in automation, I'm looking at, you know, data as it's presented to me today, and then I decide which step I'm going to take next.
Yeah.
I think next level of automation looks at more than just data today, but it looks at the changes along the way, along the way of the life cycle of the loan, and looks to understand whether or not the historic steps of the loan require a different part of the process, something to be redone, something to be done differently, leads to different interpretations of the outcomes that can be applied back into how you manage the business.
Yeah.
So we're looking at contextual engines and how we make the data more relevant, you know, and useful.
Wow, that's so funny. That's the conversation I was having at dinner last night. We're talking about, like, you know, this idea of taking a manual, you know, human-based process. And it's almost like you just need to replicate that in the digital world first before you can start doing really innovative new approaches to that, what that process, you know, should be. And it's interesting now with the computing power that we have with, you know, machine learning, AI, you know, there's things that are possible that was hard to even conceive of in the analog world. So that step to digitize it, that makes total sense.
Right, and that's where we are. So we're at the place now where the tasks can be replicated, certainly. The process can be replicated. But so what, right? So what does that mean next to us, and how are we going to make it more effective? Right. So I'm going to be interested in seeing how that changes things.
Yeah.
It's a fun journey to be on.
Yeah.
And that's where we are right now, is contemplating what does that look like and how we can use the data that we have to understand what that should look like.
I would think that would help you. You know, you guys have a lot of products. You have a huge platform, you know, a lot of new acquisitions and things all coming together. But I would think that contextual approach to automation would also help these different products talk to each other and move from one phase to the next.
Yeah, they have to. They have to be all interconnected.
Yeah.
You know, otherwise, we can't do the job, right? Yeah. Here at Experience this year, the product technology section is all focused on the ecosystem itself. In years gone by, we've talked about roadmap and what's coming next, and we do have sessions for roadmap, but we also have a four-part series that is just how to make use. I mean, talk about cost savings. Is one element of it, but people have a lot of functionality available to them with different products and services just with their Encompass subscription.
Yeah.
And so we're focusing on a borrower experience from point of thought through, you know, closing of the loan and then nurturing for the second or third generation of loans with that borrower. And so what we're doing is taking our entire ecosystem and we've put the pieces together, so to speak, in one way.
Yeah.
And we're showing that with current technology, because while our lenders are always looking for innovation and we're looking for the next level of innovation, making use of everything that you have available to you today and the interconnectivity like you're mentioning is something that our lenders can benefit from. And sometimes they don't know because they haven't looked at something in a while or you know, whatever that looks like. So making use of what we have today is what we're focused on for our lender community in helping them meantime figuring out what tomorrow looks like and how we bring some more context to all of the automation.
As a product person, I mean, I was just hearing on stage during the keynote, you know, like, you know, don't fall in love with your product if you want to make it as good as it can be. But are there any, like, hidden gems within the ICE mortgage technology world that you've seen certain clients benefit from? And you're like, man, I wish more people knew about that, you know, or more of that was broadly used. Any favorites, I guess, of
pieces of our technology that people don't use as much as they could?
Yeah.
Our API, they don't leverage our API in the means that it can be leveraged. So we have some customers who are fantastic with leveraging the API and make it do gymnastics we didn't even think about, right? So that's exciting. We get the benefit of hearing how they use the API.
Yeah.
But then most of the customers, I would say, are pretty, basic in how they use the API. And they can bring to life their own borrower experience. And so I think that's probably the biggest thing.
Yeah.
The other is that there's lift you get. So we have a huge partner network and we have a lot of partners that make services available. And so understanding how to use those properly in the ecosystem is something I think that lenders can certainly benefit from a little bit more. So those are the two things. How do you use the partner network effectively and how do you use our API effectively? And
are the two. I like that. Use the partner network.
Use Clear Capital.
I didn't pay for that. you know, final question, looking ahead, right? Like, as you look to this year, I won't ask you to do any predictions.
Thank you.
But maybe what are some of the things that you think are going to be kind of interesting this year, you know, looking forward, or things you're kind of watching out for?
Do you mean from a technology point of view, or do you mean...
Or like the market and how the things all play together? Anything you kind of got your eye on to see how things...
Well,
things
we're expecting that volume is going to pick back up.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that people have cut back considerably in their operations. So now they're going to begin to see if the changes that they made will actually scale, you know, back up.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to be interesting. And I think that continuing the decision about whether to cut costs or add, you know, you mentioned earlier that you've hearing people wanting to add maybe and taking the time to think about what's next and adding on the technology. I think that's true. I think people are smarter in understanding a down cycle and that it'll come back up.
Yeah.
And so we do have a lot of lenders that are looking for how they might manage the next phase of the waves that, that hit us. So I think we'll have an influx of folks wanting to understand better how they can use the tools to accomplish those goals as well.
Yeah. So. Awesome.
Yeah.
Always good to have you.
Thanks, Keenan.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for letting me be here.